From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting a Syrian ceasefire agreement of sorts is reached. Russia, Turkey, and Iran agreed Tuesday to set up a mechanism to observe a ceasefire in Syria as they ended 2 days of peace talks in Astana with officials from the Syrian government and rebels. The three countries reiterated in their joint statement that the nearly six-year war in Syria has no military solution and that negotiations under guidelines set up in a United Nations resolution are the only way to achieve peace. They also reiterated their joint opposition to militant groups Islamic State and the Nusra Front. VOA's Daniel Scharf in Astana notes that Syria was not listed as one of the countries included in that list of countries that set up the ceasefire mechanism.
The Syrian sides did not participate in this final announcement. We didn't see them in the hall. They were not going to sign this document anyway because it was a trilateral agreement between those who brokered the talks here. But, of course, there is a lot of speculation and concern about what it might mean that they were not participating directly in this.
Russia's Interfax news agency reported that Syria's government delegation led by Syrian UN's ambassador was ready for direct talks with the Syrian opposition in Astana, but some Syrian opposition figures have said they believe Damascus is looking to negotiate only with the Turkey-backed opposition factions attending the talks. Those factions include Syria's Kurdish National Council. Two opposition groups based in Syrian Kurdish-controlled northern Syria and opposed by Turkey were not invited to the meetings. This is VOA News. UN agencies are appealing for more than $8 billion in funding this year to help millions of people displaced inside Syria by the war or forced to flee abroad. The UN Refugee Agency is seeking $4.63 billion in new funding to help at least 4.8 million people who have escaped abroad, mainly to Lebanon, Jordan, Iraq, and Turkey. Stephen O'Brien, the head of the Office for the Coordination for Humanitarian Affairs, said at a Syria aid meeting in Finland that the UN is seeking on the order of $3.4 billion this year for an estimated 13.5 million internally displaced people. President Donald Trump's White House spokesman vowed Monday that the new administration intends never to lie to the news media. Press Secretary Sean Spicer's comments came in the wake of a brewing clash between the new president and the journalist assigned to cover him during the first few days of the administration. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has the latest from Washington.
Good afternoon, everyone.
A less confrontational White House press secretary, Sean Spicer, held his first briefing with questions Monday. It came 2 days after Spicer accused the media of deliberately misreporting the size of the crowd at President Trump's inauguration Friday, including claims that were contradicted by photos and unofficial estimates. On Monday, Spicer was asked directly if he and the administration will tell the truth.
Yes, I believe that we have to be honest with the American people. I think sometimes we can disagree with the facts. There are certain things that we may not fully understand when we come out, but our intention is never to lie to you.
Spicer stood by the assertion that the Trump inauguration was the most viewed of all time, including those watching on television and those streaming online. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
China says it had irrefutable sovereignty over disputed islands in the South China Sea. That after the White House vowed to defend international territories in the strategic waterway. White House spokesman Sean Spicer in his comments Monday signaled a sharp departure from years of cautious U.S. handling of China's assertive pursuit of territorial claims in Asia. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Hua Chunying told a regular news briefing Tuesday the United States is not a party to the South China Sea dispute. Hua said, "We urge the United States to respect the facts, speak and act cautiously to avoid harming the peace and stability of the South China Sea." Britain's Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that Parliament must approve plans to trigger that country's exit from the European Union. This is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.